how much information I've got straight. You got your first Ulsmer, was that in 1928?
Uh-huh.
And that's the one you traded a shotgun for?
Yeah, that's the one.
And that man's name?
Okie Woods.
Okie Woods. And did you start making them that year?
Yes, I started that year.
Uh-huh.
I was 14 years old.
You were working in the mines when you were 14?
I went to work in the mines when I was 16 on my birthday. They wouldn't let you in before until you were 16.
And back there when you first started making them, what was it a three-stringed dulcimer that you made?
Well, it was a three-string, but I started on a four and then I went to six-string. The first one I owned was three-string.
First one you owned was three-string, but the first one you made was four-string?
Four-string, uh-huh.
Okay. And you have no idea who made that first one you got?
No, I never did know who made it.
Do you remember the first tune that you played?
Yeah. Shall We Gather at the River? That's the first tune I ever heard on dulcimer.
First tune you ever heard and played.
Uh-huh.
Walter, how about you were telling me that your mother sang old songs.
Yes, she sang a lot of them old songs back 70 years ago.
And they would be songs she learned out in Indiana?
I imagine.
She was from Indiana, you said?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Fort Wayne.
Uh-huh. What was that you said about her? Was it her uncle who played the fiddle?
No, it wasn't her uncle, but she was telling about a man that was going to play for a dance. Mm-hmm. And he got dark on him and the wolves surrounded him and he played that fiddle till daylight. As long as he played the fiddle, them wolves wouldn't bother him, see? So he played the fiddle till daylight and they left him.
So he was coming home from a dance, I guess?
No, he was going on the evening to play for him.
Oh, yeah?
And it got dark on him. And the wolves attacked him, see? They wouldn't bother him in daylight. As long as he played the fiddle, they listened.
And what about that man, was it Knopf? You said lived around there?
Charlie Knopf.
Charlie Knopf, he lived around the hill from me?
Yeah, he lived over the mountain from where we live. He was a great character.
What were some of those tales he told?
Oh, he told a lot of them. One he told, the one about the hants, he called them hants. He said there's a haunted house. They said nobody could stay in it. And he said, well, I could stay in it. So he went there one night and said he'd build him a fire in the fireplace, settled down, and said, pretty soon, here come two hants down the chimney. Said they went to the kitchen there and made him a cup of coffee. Said they'd drink it right out of the pot, scalding hot. So pretty soon they went over to the mantle and a little can of salve sitting on the mantle. So they dipped the finger in that and rubbed it on top of their head and said, zoop, up the fireplace they went. Said, uh-huh. I said, I'll try that. Said he went over, got some of that salve and rubbed on top of his head and said, up the chimney he went. Said he was up there in the clouds floating around with his dear old mother. And he said, Ma, we're having one hell of a good time. I mean, said, bang, he hit the ground. He said it was percussion. He said, since that, I've been damn careful about my cussing, he said. Everybody up there knows Charlie Knoll.
Yeah. What did he say about the Titanic?
He said he was on the Titanic when it went down. Said he had one of them big Panama hats. Said he swam out from the Titanic on that with that Panama hat. He had a long ways to swim, didn't he?
Remember any others he told?
I can't think of any right now. Boy, he told hundreds of them. He was a good old man.
The one about Pete Hammons and his boy.
Oh yeah, he had a boy who went to the Army. You know, Pete couldn't read, him or wife, either one, so he went down to the post office, got a letter, and had somebody read it to him. Well, he went back home, and his wife said, "Pete, did you get any mail?" He said, "Yeah, got a letter from the boy." He said, "Well, what did he say?" Said, "Well, he was coming in on a furlough." And she said, "Pete, what in the world has happened to our government letting that youngin' ride a thing like that? Now he's going back on the bus."
Did you know him, Pete?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And the other Hammonds you knew was Jess?
Jess Hammonds?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was around, I should say, 50-year-old when I was just a kid. He was a good old boy. We'd go over to his place and listen to the radio. That was when the radios first come out. He had a car battery. And a bunch of us boys go over there on Saturday night and stay till midnight and listen to Uncle Dave and Macon and Delmore and Brothers and Nashville.
I've known a lot of those Hammonds people. I'm just trying to figure out how they'd be related to these over here.
I never knew. Yeah, I've heard of Edwin Hammonds. He was a musician. I've heard his music, but I've never met him.
What do you mean you've heard his music?
I've heard him on the tapes.
Oh yeah? From where?
I don't remember where, but I've heard him. There's a magazine that we get that has tapes advertised in by Ed and Hammonds, if I can find it all.
Yeah, I know about that. Yeah. Golden Seal, I guess.
He was a fiddler. I don't believe we'll get any snow, do you?
Doesn't seem like it to me.
It's not cold enough. Yard. Memorial gardens. I've got four burial plots there. So you know where to find me in the future. Bring your tape recorder.
And my handkerchief.
People just dying to get in there. Last house I worked on.
Oh yeah.
That's the last one for West Cove. They built all over the country. We built 13 down in Indian Rock. I worked for about a year and a half. Does Tom live up at Morgantown, or does he still live at Frametown?
No, they're living up in Clarksburg.
Clarksburg.
Yeah.
My wife had pneumonia right after Christmas. Of course, he was really bad.
That's what she said.
Weeks, cough. Finally cleared up. She went to Clarksburg to the hospital up there for tests. And found out she had sugar. She's on a diet now. It's dropping down. Didn't know she had it for a long time. Well, we're getting back home.
Yeah.
I figure the woman's gonna suffer good.